All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And I say that as always because who knows when you are listening. For me, it's a little after 10 o'clock here on Thursday morning. And it's a placid day, I must say. The weather is just very typical January weather, cold and wet, and not a lot of sunshine today, even though there has been the last couple days. So I want to be with you in meditation. So I invite you right now to get yourself in your best position for that for you. A lot of people like to just sit comfortably in a chair, and we'll do a little bit of talking. I'll of course do the talking and just talk about some things that have popped up for me as sort of a precursor to our meditation, which we'll do in the silence together. So sometimes it's nice to get comfortable before we actually begin to meditate in the silence, just to not have any interruptions as we transfer the flow of energy from thinking about what's being said to being in the stillness, which I do want to talk about a little bit today. So as you get yourself centered, hopefully you're in a fairly quiet space. And we begin to draw the energy inward. So away from the outside world, any distractions. Certainly if you have a TV on or anything like that, it's probably best to turn that off, a radio or whatever else. And so we just come to this place together of wanting to know spirit more. And that's both within ourselves, wanting to know our connection to spirit more, and how the world, the physical world, everything that we do all day long, all the little dramas on the news and the dramas on actual dramatic TV shows that we might watch, or things that we hear about other people. We might hear gossip during the day or some drama about something that's happening to someone, or see drama. Sometimes some pretty harsh things happen in the world. And when we look at our own lives, I know we don't like to look at some things as drama, but sometimes, at least for me, I can really dramatize my own situation, and it does cause some suffering. So today, let's look at some of that stuff. But first, let's get centered. So imagine that you've retracted all of your outer senses and come into a more inner orientation. And always we want to start with a physical body. So just be with yourself. Some of us have some pretty intense physical limitations. And so we don't judge those right now. We instead look at what we do have, what we can do, and what there is to be grateful for. And so it brings us to the gratitude of this moment. If you're listening to this recording, then you probably have ears to hear it, and that's a blessing. I have a deaf brother who's not able to hear any sounds. And he went deaf when he was 13. He got the mumps twice, and he could hear perfectly up until that time. So for him to be able to hear would be a miracle beyond miracles. And isn't that a strange thought? Sometimes I actually feel a little bit of guilt because I can hear and he cannot. And so we can think about that with any of our senses, for there's people that are blind and people that aren't able to do a lot of the things that many others are able to do. But my brother has all these extraordinary talents and gifts that I don't have. And so each of us, no matter what our physical condition is, has all kinds of extraordinary talents and gifts that are completely unique to you. And I think about that with my own debilitating limitations and places where I get stuck, places where I wish I could do something differently or have a capability that I don't. And so instead of all that, won't you join me in looking past it to what we do have and what we are capable of and the gifts of this very moment? And one of the gifts for me in this very moment is you. And I tell you all the time in these recorded meditations how I think about you all the time and how I could not do this right now without you. And sometimes it seems strange to speak into a microphone and record this when I would much rather be doing it with you live in person. And how sort of strange that is, that I know that you're listening. As I was preparing for recording this meditation, I'm at my home and I was running around and doing different things in preparation for this, and also just, you know, normal stuff of the day. And I noticed the planter that's been sitting in the middle of the deck for 4 months because it's covering a little broken board. And how every time I walk by it, even if it's 4 times a day, in all that time, my mind says, I've really got to fix that. I really should fix that. I really need to fix that. Oh, look, there's that planter. Oh, that board's broken. You know, it's really not that much of a big deal. I could really just do that. But I've got so much to do. Oh, don't we all relate to that these days? So it had me realize that in everything that our eyes alight upon, especially in the environment which we frequent the most, and for most of us these days, it's our home. In everything that our eyes land on, there is a meaning that we have attached to it. And so just imagine in one minute span, how much meaning goes through our mind based on what we see around us. And so isn't this one of the real values of meditation? Not to shirk our responsibilities, not to not feel like it would be a good idea to fix that board or clean that whatever, but to go in to the inner sanctuary and be with what's really important. And you might say, well, what is that? What's really important? What's more important than taking care of the environment in which we live? And for me, what's more important than that is the relationship that we have with our deepest self, which is to say the relationship that we have with God. For it is from here that all else issues forth. We talked in church a couple of Sundays ago about what channel are we tuned into. And so in the same way that what we look at in our physical environment has a meaning attached to it, so does every external input that we hear and see in the outside world. It all has meaning that we have made up about it. Some of it might be accurate, and much of it is inaccurate. And you don't have to accept that truth for you. For me, I have seen that it's true when I really take a look at the meaning that I have attached to things. And I pose one question: is that really true? Or am I assuming that I know how someone else feels and believes, that I know their motivations, even though I may have never, ever even talked to that person, that I judge what somebody else is doing or saying based on what somebody else tells me? Which really goes back to gossip. Gossip is one of the most debilitating practices. But not to try to cultivate any guilt or shame. And so it all leads us back to this inner inquiry. And it all leads us back to a question where we ask, what am I doing? What am I for? I've noticed in the spiritual life, and what I mean by that is the life of really seeking to know oneself better, really seeking to know God more. You know, all of the things that our unity songs sing about. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you, is loving you. That comes from somewhere, from the depth of a soul that dared the inner inquiry. So what is it that we're doing here? Even the daily commitment that we make to ourselves to meditate or to pray or to commune, however it is that we do that, you know, sometimes for some people, and very effectively, they just wake up in the morning and say a quick prayer. But that really sets an intention for their day. And then when they get off balance, maybe in the middle of the day, they remember that little prayer. God, I'm all yours today, or whatever it was. I'm going to listen. I'm going to be the best me I can be. Please help me. Whatever it is, you know, an affirmation. I am now in the presence of God, and all things are divinely guided. Whatever that little prayer is that they have uttered, coming back to it when there's an issue and remembering, oh, that's right. There's an inner guidance that I can lay a hold of that requires me to pull away from the meaning that I've attached to the outside world and come within and seek the truth within myself of who I choose to be in the world. And you know, this morning, I began realizing what a very simple thing that is. And yet it is profoundly difficult, day in and day out, to stay true to that center. Now, why is that? And perhaps that itself is the great mystery. Why, when I know that there is a truth that lives within me, Why would I be so oriented into an outer world of utter chaos and confusion? Welcome to life on planet Earth. And so it is with all of these thoughts, these notions, these inquiries, that we come to our meditation time today. And we know that we will, throughout the day, have our will kick in and do what we want to do. We know that we will reason about things, and we know we will attach meaning. And we know that we will do things based on what we think things mean. So for the focus of today's meditation, we take all of that. I will, I will reason, and I will act. And we go to our God, however that is for you, and we say, but guide thou my reason, will, and activity to the right thing that I should do in everything. We let go. Just a little bit more today than we ever have before. And we lay a hold of that inner wisdom and that inner truth. Okay, that's enough talking. Now notice the condition of your presence, your being, your body, your breath, your physicality. Notice if you're calm or riled up, excited or relaxed, and just be with whatever it is fully. Accept it, allow it. And now let your full awareness land on your breath without changing one thing about it. Just watch what it's doing all by itself. Now we're going to do two simple adjustments. One, lift a little bit taller through the crown as if you were lifting your spine. And the second thing is to just relax everything else. And then stay with the focus on the breath. Now notice how the breath enters, whether it's through your nose or your mouth, however you're naturally breathing, and focus there. And now see if you can notice the actual texture of the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. Isn't that something? The miracle of breath itself. Now, as we continue breathing, let's attach a little easy mantra to that breath. Exhale all your breath right now. And then as you inhale, God is, an inner chant. And as you exhale, I am. God is. I am. Continue on that simple. Inhaling, God is. Exhaling, I am. And then let that mantra stay almost on autopilot. God is, I am. And then let your awareness now rest on the subtle energy beyond the breath. And lift it now from your heart right to the medulla oblongata at the back of the neck. And then right through your two physical eyes, even though they're closed, into the center of your forehead. Now connect it all together. Focus at the Christ consciousness. God is. I am. Right. And then we let the focus come right in through that Christ consciousness center into the mind and brain, down the spine, and into the heart. And now exhale all the breath. Take a long, slow breath, beginning in the belly, rising up through the middle ribs, still inhaling if you can, all the way up to the collarbones, to where the breath is full, and then stop at the top for just 3, 2, 1. Gently exhale out the nose if you can, and let it drop the same way from the top, through the middle, and out the belly. We're going to do 2 more just like that. Let all of your breath leave your lungs. And then use your diaphragm. Draw that breath into the belly first. Rising up through the middle ribs. Expanding all the way up into the upper chest. And finally to the top of the collarbones. And when you reach full capacity, hold it for just 3, 2, 1, gently releasing from the top, through the middle, and all the way, pressing the air out of the lower lungs by pulling your diaphragm towards your spine. And then one more time. This time, as you do your nice diaphragmatic belly breath, imagine the energy, the prana, rising up your spine along with a breath, filling up now the midsection, all the way up to the collarbones. And this time, focus at the Christ consciousness until you come to the top. Hold it for 3, 2, 1, and then gently release it, same way that we've been doing. Let that breath unfurl, coming all the way out. And then when you're ready, just normal, natural breath, almost like surrendering back to the body. And now be with your presence. Okay, so just a reminder of what we talked about in the beginning of our meditation. At any time, life becomes overwhelming, or too much drama begins to confuse, or something is really, really gnawing at you. Remember what you just did. Remember to pause, even taking a breath and saying silently within yourself, God is, I am. In one little 30-second time span, you can change the entire experience of your life anywhere. If you felt like you needed more time in the silence, I completely understand. And so I'll just invite you, after the recording stops, take that time for yourself as much as you need. Thank you so much for listening. And so we bring our hands up to our heart center now to honor our life and all life. And so we bring a prayer into our world and into the world as a whole. And you will know this prayer, so if you'd like, you can repeat after me. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Om, peace, amen.